I agree, but there are a lot of other coaches who do that, too.
The name of the game is, was, is, and always will be recruiting.
The quality of the players you put on.
You gotta have the players.
Thank you, Charlie Rose, and his guests, Tom Konchalski and Howard Garfinkel, pioneers in the high-stakes world of high school basketball. A reminder, you can watch Charlie Rose on Bloomberg Television weeknights at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Dish Network Channel 203. This is Charlie Rose on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, Bloomberg traffic and weather. Traveling in New Jersey, issues in Morris County on the westbound side of 80. Accidents by exit 38 and 34. Delays go back towards exit 39. 46 is a pretty good ride. Might be a good idea to avoid 10 if you're headed westbound to Randolph. You got the right lane closed at Salem Street for a missing manhole cover. On the Garden State Parkway, the southbound ride has improved considerably. What helps is that they cleared away an accident over by exit 131 in Island. The New Jersey Turnpike is not a bad ride. We go to the Hudson River Crossing. The outbound side of the Holland Tunnel is fine, as is the inbound ride. No delays now at the Lincoln Tunnel, and still a good ride once you do arrive at the George Washington Bridge. Southbound side of the Highland River Drive, slow into the 120s. The west side, still a decent ride, as it has been through the afternoon and now into the evening. Up in Westchester, no problems now on 287 or 684. The Springbrook looks pretty good. In sports, at last check, the Yankees trail the Toronto Blue Jays north of the border by a score of 1-0. Mets, they enjoy the night off. Sloane Stephens eliminated at Wimbledon in the first day. Carmelo Anthony opts out of his contract with the Knicks. The Bloomberg 11-3-0 three-day weather. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 65. Tuesday, clouds and sun with a high near 85. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, high around 80. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high around 85. Right now at Central Park, we do have partly cloudy skies, and the temperature checks in at 74 degrees. With the best ride in and out of the city, I'm Ed Kalenge. Bloomberg 11-3-0. Bloomberg Best is coming up next.
Capital of the world. This is WBBR New York, Bloomberg 1130.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The commissioner of the IRS is being grilled at this hour by members of a House committee during a rare evening hearing. John Koskinen began his testimony by recounting efforts to recover emails by Lois Lerner, a key figure in the targeting of the Tea Party and other conservative political groups before the 2010 and 2012 elections. Koskinen has just told the committee Lerner wasn't the only government employee to suffer a computer hard drive crash. More than 1 million cars made by BMW, Chrysler, Ford, Honda, Mazda, Nissan, and Toyota are being recalled because of faulty airbags. AP correspondent Deanne Durbin reports hot, humid weather in four states may have caused the problem.
In hot weather places, in Florida and Puerto Rico, these airbags have ruptured. And when the airbag ruptures, it not only won't work properly in a crash, but in some cases, it has sent out flying materials from the